This is the Awakening Podcast. I'm your host, Eddie Hyatt. So glad you've joined me today. We are in day 24 in this devotional study of Paul's letter to the church in Colossae. What powerful truths we are discovering as we go through this ancient letter. Today, the theme of this devotional today is the meaning of Christian baptism. The meaning of Christian baptism. Have you been baptized? Now, we know we're not going to talk about the different forms of baptism. Probably most of the people I'm speaking to today probably were immersed in water after you came to Christ, but I may be speaking to people who were baptized as infants. We're not talking about the mode of baptism today, but the meaning of Christian baptism. And we're going to read Colossians chapter 2, verses 11 and 12. And Paul says, in him, now in Christ, how do you get in Christ? Well, it's by putting your faith completely in him. If you have put your faith in Jesus and you are trusting in him and him alone, then you are in him. And that gives you a whole new perspective and advantage on life. And we'll be talking more and more about that as we go through Colossians, what it means to be in him. And Paul uses this preposition a lot, in him, of him, through him. And he says here, in him you also were circumcised with a circumcision made without hands, by the putting off the body of the sins of the flesh, by the circumcision of Christ, buried with him in baptism, in which you also were raised with him through faith in the working of God who raised him from the dead. You know, in the Old Testament, circumcision was given as an outward sign of an inward reality. That is faith in God and his covenant. Now, what was of essence and what was important was the faith, the inward reality of faith and trust in God. Circumcision was an outward sign. The Jews, however, made circumcision the central issue, neglecting the inward reality and focusing all their attention on the outward sign. And if you had the outward sign, then that's all that matters. No, the outward sign was an outward sign of an inward reality, and it was the inward reality that was of utmost importance. Paul rightly points out in Romans 4, 9 through 11, that Abraham was pronounced righteous by God on the basis of faith before he was circumcised. Circumcision was then given as an outward sign of the inward reality that was already operative in the life of Abraham. Now, this is how God works. God works from the inside out. That is a principle. Never forget, God works from the inside out. In the New Testament, baptism is the counterpart of the Old Testament circumcision. It's interesting, Paul puts the two together here. And this is why Paul discusses them together in these passages. Like circumcision, baptism is an outward sign of an inward reality, which now is faith in Jesus and what he has accomplished for us through his death and resurrection. Like the Old Testament Jews with circumcision, however, the modern church has tended to make the outward sign of baptism the issue rather than emphasizing the importance of the inward reality of faith that it represents. In the New Testament, faith always precedes baptism. For example, in Acts chapter 8, verses 27 through 39, when the Ethiopian eunuch asked Philip what would hinder him from being baptized, Philip replied, "If you believe with all your heart, you may. But if you don't believe with all your heart, no, you can't be baptized." Baptism in the New Testament always follows faith. So we need to emphasize the inward reality of faith. It is a fact that one can be saved without the outward sign if that person possesses the inward reality that the sign represents. Well, the thief on the cross is a clear example of this, who said to Jesus, hanging next to Jesus on the cross, said, "Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom." Well, there was no way he could be baptized. But Jesus responded to his faith, and he said, "This day you will be with me in paradise." It is also interesting, something that Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 17. He said, "For Christ did not send me to baptize, but to preach the gospel." Wow, the power is in the gospel, the salvation. Yes, baptism is important, but baptism is the mere outward sign of an inward change, an inward reality, an inward change that has occurred and taken place. And so it's dangerous when the church emphasizes the outward sign and neglects the inward reality of faith and regeneration. Martin Luther commented on this, and he remarked, "Unless faith is present or conferred in baptism, baptism will profit us nothing." Let me read that again. Martin Luther, none other. He says, "Unless faith is present or conferred in baptism, baptism will profit us nothing. Indeed, it will become a hindrance to us." Powerful words from Martin Luther. We must emphasize the power of the gospel, the power of the message, the importance of being born again and the change, not just going through an outward ritual. Let's emphasize the inward reality. Now, in this passage, Paul presents baptism as a demonstration of the believer's identification with Christ in his death and resurrection. Now, you can picture a baptism by immersion where the person is taken and he or she is put down, and like they are buried, they go down beneath the water and then they are brought up again. And it is a picture, according to Paul, of burial, death, burial, and resurrection. And so Paul says that in baptism, it is a picture of us being buried with Christ and then raised up together with him. Wow. The Greek in verse 12 literally says that we were co-buried with him and then co-raised with him. Now, you see, in his life and death, Jesus was identifying with us in our lowly sinful state. He came and he went to the cross as our representative. He did not go to the cross for himself. He didn't need to go. But he went there as our sin offering in our place, bearing the penalty that was justly due to each one of us. But he went there in our place as our representative. And so, in that sense, when he was hanging on the cross, we were hanging there with him. When he was buried, we were buried with him. Because think about this. If Jesus had not come out of the tomb, we would all have perished in the tomb with him. Because he was there for us as our representative, bearing our guilt, bearing our sins, bearing our shame. So when he came out of the tomb, I came out with him. You came out with him. And this is why Paul literally says that you and I, we were co-buried with him. And not only co-buried with him, he says that we were co-raised with him. Wow. Into a newness of life. I'm going to just read what I have written here in this devotional. In his life and death, Jesus was identifying with us in our lowly and sinful state. He went to the cross as our representative. In that sense, he took us with him, and we were crucified with him and buried with him. If Jesus had perished in the tomb, the entire human race would have perished with him. But he did not perish, but came forth by the resurrection power of God. When he came out of the tomb, you came out with him. Wow. Paul says, literally says, we were co-raised with him. Baptism is an outward demonstration of this inward and glorious reality. If you haven't been baptized, I encourage you, be baptized and meditate what we are saying here today, what Paul said in this devotional today, how that baptism is a picture oh, of the death and resurrection, not only of Jesus, but also of you and I as the believer, having put our faith in him. Hallelujah, what a Savior we have in Jesus Christ. Walk in the victory that is yours. You have been co-raised up with Christ in the power of his glorious resurrection. He's all you need. I used to sing a hymn in the church I grew up in. He's all I need. He's all I need. Jesus is all I need. And that is so true. And that is the point that Paul is making to the Colossian believers. He is your all in all. I'm Eddie Hyatt. Check out my website, eddiehyatt.com. You will find articles there. You'll find a bookstore. My books are also available on Amazon. And on my website, there's my email is there if you would like to be in touch with me. And I look forward to seeing you tomorrow for another episode of the Awakening Podcast.